I'm sure that there are words that we have heard throughout the entire Bible. I will never leave you nor forsake you. It was true during the days of the children of Israel. God was always watchful over them, taking care of them, and also punishing them when they turned away from Him. And then in the New Testament, we saw that Jesus was with His disciples, and even after He was no longer with them, He promised that He would not leave them alone, for there would one that would come and be with them, that would guide them into all truth. Well, today there's someone still with you and with me. And I'd like for us to take a look at the encouragement that Paul gave to the young man Timothy. If you would please turn your Bibles to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4. And I'd like for us to look at verses 17 and 18. Paul writes, "But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work, and preserve me for His heavenly kingdom. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen." When Paul was writing these words, it is obvious that he was not with Timothy. We know this because earlier in verse 9, he implored him to be diligent to come to me quickly. Paul wanted to see him, but he could not always be with every single person to whom he wanted to be with. Just like we all understand that, don't we? There are a lot of family members that some might live close and others might live not as close, and there's others that live really far away. We cannot be with them all, but we often say that if we are not with them in body, we're also there with them in spirit. We're thinking about them. But as Paul was encouraging Timothy, God was always going to be with him. As Paul talks about his own relationship, he said, first of all, the Lord stood with me. Isn't it nice to know that there's someone willing to stand with you on every matter, knowing that you are in complete agreement with somebody? Well, all you have to do is read God's Word. Do what He says. Be in agreement with Him. He will be there right by your side. If you were to think about what would cause Paul to have the Lord by his side or to say something very strongly, you may remember that throughout the book of Acts, he had a reputation to go from place to place, sharing the Word of God. Some places it was well received, other places it was not. And in Acts chapter 23, there in verse 11, at that time Paul said that the Lord had stood by him and said that he was also going to bear witness of him at Rome. The Lord stood by him. Paul already seemed like he was going through a rough time, but he was comforted to know that this wasn't it. God would deliver him, because Paul still had work to do, just like you and I. There is still a lot of work for us to do, and the Lord is going to stand with us. But are there times that you feel that you cannot do that work? Maybe it's greater than what you are able to do by yourself. Well, maybe because you cannot do it all by yourself. Believe me, there are a lot of things that I would like to get done, but the more I try to do everything, the less I seem to accomplish. I can remember one individual telling a story about someone that had got up in the morning, had a to-do list, but as soon as that person began to do the first item on the list, well, they realized that this other thing needs to be done first, and so when putting this off on hold to do that other thing, Well, that means you've got to do something else. And that something else leads to something else and to something else. And before you know it, the whole day has been spent not doing a single thing on your entire list. Maybe we feel that we're too weak. We just can't do it. But remember what Paul also taught the Philippians in chapter 4 and verse 13. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Paul says, I am strengthened because the Lord is with me. And if He is with him, there is not a thing that He cannot do. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, there Paul could give a long list of all the things that happened to him as he was trying to preach the gospel. But a couple of points of interest in this text. He says that he was weary and he was weak. But even though the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. But with the Lord, we can do anything and everything. And Paul was effective, was he not? His message that he proclaimed had a great success, leading many lost souls unto Christ. That's why he went on to tell Timothy, the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Well, here's one other time that Paul mentions that was not mentioned in his letter to the Corinthians. Was he delivered out of the mouth of the lion? Wow! I've heard about preaching to the choir, as they say, preaching to the walls, but preaching to a den of lions? Sometimes that's the way people are, aren't they? They may not listen, but still we have the responsibility to preach. But what would you do if you encountered a lion? Well, we know of two individuals that also encountered a lion. Remember David before he slew Goliath? Remember he told of his experience that he had dealt with lions and bears? Well, there in 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 37, he mentions the paw of the lion that he had to fend against. Or Daniel in chapter 6 and verse 22. Remember how Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. Yet the Lord took care of him as well. He closed their mouths that they were not able to harm him. Paul also was delivered because of the Lord's help. We might encounter any kind of problem today, but the Lord is there to help us. It may not come in what we see that Paul went through or what David or Daniel encountered, but there's something that we all relate to. In verse 18, Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work. You remember that the Bible prepares us for every good work, as Paul earlier told Timothy. But yet he also delivers us from the evil works. If you think back to the days of David, and the book of Psalms, in chapter 121 and verse 7, here's what the psalmist said. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. If He will preserve you from all evil, yes, He will eternally keep your soul. It's our job to shun evil. It is our job to turn toward God. It is His job to deliver us. And you can see how all working together, we have that confidence. If I do my part, I know God is going to do His. After all, Paul said here, He will preserve me for His heavenly kingdom. Imagine that. Paul has a place already laid up for him, provided that Paul does what God wants him to do. And you know the same is true for you and for me. God has a place laid up for us. Do you remember the conversation that he had with Thomas in John chapter 14? Remember that. In John chapter 14, beginning in verse 1, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." But then he said, "Where I go, you know, and the way, you know." Very clearly, one can easily know the way. But Thomas had a little uncertainty. He said to him in verse 5, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" But Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is it, folks. Just as Paul learned that the Lord was on his side, and he encouraged Timothy to also be on the Lord's side. What about you and me this afternoon? God wants to be on our side. Are you on his side? Am I on the Lord's side? If we work together, going the right way, the Lord's way, we will get to heaven. We will have that which He has already preserved for us. And God is always with us. Are you with Him? As we stand together and sing.